Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Hey, this is Julie DeBrown. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Once. When I was little, someone pointed out to me some constellations, but the Big Dipper's all I could see. That brontosaurus must have stood up.
Fried dinner would make his apartment a home. Bottoms up.
said to me.
That was Built to Spill from their classic 1994 album, There's Nothing Wrong with Love. That was the song Big Dipper. Built to Spill are coming to town. They're going to be playing next Wednesday night, less than a week away, which is why I thought, hey, why not play a Built to Spill song? It's been a while. That album has a special place in my heart. When I was, I guess I was like 16 or so, I went to Seattle with my parents and... I didn't know much about music. I didn't know about Built to Spill for sure, but I went to the, I knew about Sub Pop. And so I went to the Sub Pop Mega Mart, which used to be a record store in Seattle that they had down at like at the market, I think. It was right down in the super touristy area, which is so strange to think about now. But yeah, they had the storefront and it was a great record store. And I remember like not knowing anything, just asking the clerk, hey, what's an album I should buy? And he just said, this one, this is great. This is the best album ever. Something like that. He was very enthusiastic about Built to Spill and There's Nothing Wrong with Love. Not even a Sub Pop release. It was on Up Records. And so I bought it and I listened to it a ton and I really liked it. And yeah, I bought that and Bleach. Sliver, a Nirvana 7-inch. It was very exciting. And a great Sub Pop t-shirt, 1995, woo! Before that, we heard The Seeds from a reissue of the classic Nuggets compilation that Rhino recently put out. That was the song Pushing Too Hard. I love Nuggets. That stuff is so good. And for some reason, it's back on playlist here at CITR. I'm not sure why, but it means that I'm allowed to play it as much as I want for the next little while, which is great. For the next 6 months, I can get away with playing more Nuggets. So expect to hear more Nuggets. It's, there was a magical collection of music. And so expect to hear a couple more of those. Yeah, very good stuff. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Still a little under the weather. I may have a coughing fit on the air. I'll do my best to direct my coughing away from the microphone. Overall, having doing okay. Excited to play some music for you. We're going to start off with the album that's currently on the top of the CITR charts, my pal's Babysitter. They have this new album out called I on Psychic Handshake, a record label in Montreal. And so we're going to listen to the song A Thousand Girls. If you are a fan of Babysitter, there's also a new triple cassette, 666, that they have available on their Bandcamp. So you have to buy I, but you can get the cassette, the triple cassette for free. So download that to tie you over until you see
Babysitter play in Vancouver next, which will be on March 8th at Chapel Arts as a part of the Pop Alliance compilation release party that's happening there. We're still locking down the old... what would you call it? All the bands that are playing. There's been some bands that are a little on the fence still, but we're hoping to get that locked in, and it'll be a great lineup. The lineup, that's what we're working on. Yes. Okay, here is Babysitter from I. This is 1,000 Girls, and then we're going to hear some Sex Church after that. Let's get rockin'. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Oh yeah, that was classic Rick from the album. What did they call that? Demos. There you go. Big surprise. Classic Rick. The alter ego of Sean Antrim. Bit of a classic rock, classic Rick thing. He will be playing as a part of a three band bill at the Astoria on Saturday night. Should be pretty good. It's The Oz. They're having their cassette release party, and they're going to be playing with Pups, and Classic Rick is going to kick things off. So definitely consider making your way down to the Astoria on Saturday night. Classic Rick, night shift. It's no good working the night shift. Before that, we heard Sex Church from their Sonambulist? Sleepwalker. Why not say Sleepwalker, huh? Sonambulist. 12-inch, that was the song Slipped. And then at the top, we heard Babysitter from their album I, the song Thousand Girls. All right, speaking of Pups, some exciting news. So they have a song on the CITR Pop Alliance compilation coming out March 5th, release party March 8th. You're not going to get sick of hearing me talk about that at all. But I'm going to hold off on playing that song until later. They also have a cassette coming out next month, so look out for that. And like I said, they are playing Saturday night. So lots of reasons to care about Pups right now. Go see them tomorrow. Look out for their cassette in February. Look out for the Pop Alliance compilation coming out in March. We're going to hear their song PEI. Here we go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is the Dunkin' Donuts show. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, pick her up. Pick up Prophecy. Why not? Give her a lift. That was Tyranno Horse from their album Garbage Bears, released last year. That was the song Rumble Tumble. They are playing Tyranno Horses this Friday night at the Rickshaw as a part of some Midwinter Fest. I think that's what it's called. With a bunch of other people. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So check out the Midwinter Fest featuring Tyranno Horse this Friday night at the Rickshaw Theater. Before Tyranno Horse, we heard Kyla D with her song BC March. An old friend. I haven't heard from her in a long time, but I stumbled across this song recently, and I like it a lot. Her whole mixtape was really great, but yeah, there you go. And before that, we heard Pops with their song PEI. Pops, like I said, playing this Saturday at the Astoria with The Oz and with Classic Rick. Next up, we're going to hear some U.S. Girls. U.S. Girls have a new album out. It's called Gem. It was produced by Toronto's Slim Twig. You can definitely see his fingerprints on some of the arrangements here. So we're going to hear the song Work From Home. That's all I'm going to say. U.S. Girls from the album Gem, Work From Home. Let's do it. Produced by Slim Twig.
Yeah. Thursday, January 31st, Fortune Sound Club presents Castle, Bass Heavy Beats with a Soulful Twist, also featuring Max Ulis, Jake Dubconscious, Apron, and Okibi. Advanced tickets available at High Life, Dipped, and Red Cat Records. Doors at 9:30. Sponsored by 101.9 FM CITR.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Your face is my name.
Okay, that saxophone, it's not going to finish that note. It's just going to cut right off. That was Rennie Wilson from Edmonton, from his new album Sugar Glider, out now on Mint Records. That was the song Who Was I? Who was Rennie Wilson? Very slinky, sexy album. I recommend checking it out. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere. So give it a listen. Before that, we heard Great Marble from Toronto, from their album What You Need. That was the song In the Air. And, or I guess it was a 7-inch, What You Need. Before that, we heard Alex Calder. Alex Calder used to be in the band Makeup Videotape, but now he's kind of doing a solo thing. Mac DeMarco is doing a solo thing, so Alex is too. But he's signed to Capture Tracks as well, a hip Brooklyn record label, and so he'll have an album coming out soon. That was the song Suki and Me. It's part of a compilation called Montreal Compilation Volume 2. And if you go to the Arbutus Records website, you can find a link to that compilation for free. And at the top, we heard U.S. Girls from the album Gem. That was the song Work From Home. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much to the caller who just called in and said how much he likes the show. That was very kind of him. And if I had been more polite or thoughtful, I would have asked for his name. But I didn't. And so sorry about that. But I really appreciate the call. Thanks for your support. We're going to close things out with a band that I am a big fan of. I should just say before that, up next, Evan with Definition Soundwave. After that, Robin with Ink Studs. And later in the afternoon, Jason and Richard with Thunderbird Eye. A very good afternoon of programming coming up. Lock it in. Stay tuned to CITR all afternoon long. It's going to be worth your while. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca or check out the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Going to finish things off with a Swedish band called The Knife. I'm a huge fan of theirs. I forget the name of the album now, but they have one album that is just one of my favorite all-time albums, with Heartbeats and Pass This On and all those great songs. It's killer. They've gotten a bit weirder as they've gone along, which is generally a good thing. But you know, I like it when they were maybe a little bit more of a straightforward pop band. But they got to do their thing. They got to keep it interesting for them, so I respect that. They have a new album out called Full of Fire. We're going to hear the title track. I don't know that we'll get to all of this. It's a 9-minute song. So we're going to start it. Maybe Evan will turn it down and start his show at a reasonable hour. Understandable. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a good weekend, and I will see you next Thursday. This is The Knife. This is Full of Fire.
Welcome to Definition Soundwave, hosted by Evan Brow. And we're going to have a pretty chill show today. Nothing flashy, just some feel-good musical roots. It's kind of what I want when the weather outside is just frigid. It doesn't look cold outside, but it's so cold. And I've got something to say here. Like, I wear those little tiny black fabric-y gloves. Like, you know the ones you get at Walmart for like a buck? No one else seems to wear them, and it's ridiculous, because everyone's hands look like beets, because they're so cold. But my hands are all toasty and nice. It's like, dog, warm your hands. Okay. Rant over. Later in the show, we've got the Definition Soundwave Countdown. This week's countdown is just my top five picks of the week. It's a chill show, guys. It's a chill show. I got a song by The Invisible in the countdown.